Chapter 4. Tobias, thinking he shall die, giveth his son godly admonitions, and telleth him of money he had lent to a friend. Therefore, when Tobias thought that his prayer was heard, that he might die, he called to him Tobias his son, and said to him, Hear, my son, the words of my mouth, and lay them as a foundation in thy heart. When God shall take my soul, thou shalt bury my body, and thou shalt honor thy mother all the days of her life. For thou must be mindful of what and how great peril she suffered for thee in her womb. And when she also shall have ended the time of her life, bury her by me. And all the days of thy life have God in thy mind, and take heed thou never consent to sin, nor transgress the commandments of the Lord our God. Give alms out of thy substance, and turn not away thy face from any poor person, for so it shall come to pass that the face of the Lord shall not be turned from thee. According to thy ability, be merciful. If thou have much, give abundantly. If thou have little, take care even so to bestow willingly a little. For thus thou storest up to thyself a good reward for the day of necessity. For alms deliver from all sin and from death, and will not suffer the soul to go into darkness. Alms shall be a great confidence before the Most High God to all them that give it. Take heed to keep thyself, my son, from all fornication. Beside thy wife, never endure to know a crime. Never suffer pride to reign in thy mind or in thy words, for from it all perdition took its beginning. If any man hath done any work for thee, immediately pay him his hire, and let not the wages of thy hired servant stay with thee at all. See thou never do to another what thou wouldst hate to have done to thee by another. Eat thy bread with the hungry and the needy, and with thy garments cover the naked. Lay out thy bread and thy wine upon the burial of a just man, and do not eat and drink thereof with the wicked. Seek counsel always of a wise man. Bless God at all times, and desire of him to direct thy ways, and that all thy counsels may abide in him. I tell thee also, my son, that I lent 10 talents of silver, while thou wast yet a child, to Gabelus in Rages, a city of the Medes, and I have a note of his hand with me. Now therefore inquire how thou mayest go to him, and receive of him the aforesaid sum of money, and restore to him the note of his hand. Fear not, my son. We lead indeed a poor life, but we shall have many good things if we fear God and depart from all sin, and do that which is good. Chapter 5. Young Tobias, seeking a guide for his journey, the angel Raphael, in shape of a man, undertaketh this office. Then Tobias answered his father and said, I will do all things, father, which thou hast commanded me. But how I shall get this money, I cannot tell. He knoweth not me, and I know not him. What token shall I give him? Nor did I ever know the way which leadeth thither. Then his father answered him and said, I have a note of his hand with me, which when thou shalt show him, he will presently pay it. But go now, and seek thee out some faithful man to go with thee for his hire, that thou mayest receive it while I yet live. Then Tobias, going forth, found a beautiful young man standing girded, and as it were ready to walk. And not knowing that he was an angel of God, he saluted him and said, From whence art thou, good young man? But he answered, Of the children of Israel. And Tobias said to him, Knowest thou the way that leadeth to the country of the Medes? And he answered, I know it, and I have often walked through all the ways thereof, and I have abode with Gabelus, our brother, who dwelleth at Rages, a city of the Medes, which is situate in the mount of Ecbatana. And Tobias said to him, Stay for me, I beseech thee, till I tell these same things to my father. Then Tobias, going in, told all these things to his father, upon which his father, being in admiration, desired that he would come in unto him. So going in, he saluted him, and said, Joy be to thee always. And Tobias said, What manner of joy shall be to me, who sit in darkness, and see not the light of heaven? And the young man said to him, Be of good courage, thy cure from God is at hand. And Tobias said to him, Canst thou conduct my son to Gabelus at Rages, a city of the Medes? And when thou shalt return, I will pay thee thy hire. And the angel said to him, I will conduct him thither, and bring him back to thee. And Tobias said to him, I pray thee, tell me of what family or what tribe art thou? And Raphael the angel answered, Dost thou seek the family of him thou hirest, or the hired servant himself, to go with thy son? But lest I should make thee uneasy, I am Azarias, the son of the great Ananias. And Tobias answered, Thou art of a great family. But I pray thee, be not angry, that I desire to know thy family. And the angel said to him, I will lead thy son safe, and bring him to thee again safe. And Tobias answering said, May you have a good journey, and God be with you in your way, and his angel accompany you. Then all things being ready that were to be carried in their journey, Tobias bade his father and his mother farewell, and they set out both together. And when they were departed, his mother began to weep and to say, Thou hast taken the staff of our old age and sent him away from us. I wish the money for which thou hast sent him had never been. For our poverty was sufficient for us, that we might account it as riches, that we saw our son. And Tobias said to her, Weep not, our son will arrive thither safe, and will return safe to us, and thy eyes shall see him. For I believe that the good angel of God doth accompany him, and doth order all things well that are done about him, so that he shall return to us with joy. At these words his mother ceased weeping, and held her peace. Chapter 6. By the angel's advice, young Tobias taketh hold on a fish that assaulteth him, reserveth the heart, the gall, and the liver for medicines. They lodge at the house of Raguel, whose daughter Sarah Tobias is to marry. She had before been married to 7 husbands, who were all slain by a devil. And Tobias went forward, and the dog followed him, and he lodged the first night by the river of Tigris. And he went out to wash his feet, and behold, a monstrous fish came up to devour him. And Tobias, being afraid of him, cried out with a loud voice, saying, Sir, he cometh upon me. And the angel said to him, Take him by the gill, and draw him to thee. And when he had done so, he drew him out upon the land, and he began to pant before his feet. Then the angel said to him, Take out the entrails of this fish, and lay up his heart, and his gall, and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines. And when he had done so, he roasted the flesh thereof, and they took it with them in the way. The rest they salted as much as might serve them, till they came to Rages, the city of the Medes. Then Tobias asked the angel, and said to him, I beseech thee, brother Azarias, tell me what remedies are these things good for, which thou hast bid me keep of the fish. And the angel answering said to him, If thou put a little piece of its heart upon coals, the smoke thereof driveth away all kinds of devils, either from man or from woman, so that they come no more to them. And the gall is good for anointing the eyes, in which there is a white speck, and they shall be cured. And Tobias said to him, Where wilt thou that we lodge? And the angel answering said, Here is one whose name is Raguel, a near kinsman of thy tribe, and he hath a daughter named Sarah, but he hath no son nor any other daughter beside her. All his substance is due to thee, and thou must take her to wife. Ask her therefore of her father, and he will give her thee to wife. Then Tobias answered and said, I hear that she hath been given to 7 husbands, and they all died. Moreover, I have heard that a devil killed them. Now I am afraid lest the same thing should happen to me also. And whereas I am the only child of my parents, I should bring down their old age with sorrow to hell. Then the angel Raphael said to him, Hear me, and I will show thee who they are over whom the devil can prevail. For they who in such manner receive matrimony as to shut out God from themselves and from their mind, and to give themselves to their lust, as the horse and mule, which have not understanding, over them the devil hath power. But thou, when thou shalt take her, go into the chamber, and for 3 days keep thyself continent from her, and give thyself to nothing else but to prayers with her. And on that night lay the liver of the fish on the fire, and the devil shall be driven away. But the second night thou shalt be admitted into the society of the holy patriarchs, and the third night thou shalt obtain a blessing, that sound children may be born of you. And when the third night is past, thou shalt take the virgin with the fear of the Lord, moved rather for love of children than for lust, that in the seed of Abraham thou mayest obtain a blessing in children. Chapter 7. They are kindly entertained by Raguel. Tobias demandeth Sarah to wife. And they went into Raguel, and Raguel received them with joy. And Raguel, looking upon Tobias, said to Anna his wife, How like is this young man to my cousin? And when he had spoken these words, he said, Whence are ye young men, our brethren? But they said, We are of the tribe of Naphtali, of the captivity of Nineveh. And Raguel said to them, Do you know Tobias, my brother? And they said, We know him. And when he was speaking many good things of him, the angel said to Raguel, Tobias, concerning whom thou inquirest, is this young man's father. And Raguel went to him, and kissed him with tears, and weeping upon his neck, said, A blessing be upon thee, my son, because thou art the son of a good and most virtuous man. And Anna his wife and Sarah their daughter wept. And after they had spoken, Raguel commanded a sheep to be killed, and a feast to be prepared. And when he desired them to sit down to dinner, Tobias said, I will not eat nor drink here this day, unless thou first grant me my petition, and promise to give me Sarah thy daughter. Now when Raguel heard this, he was afraid, knowing what had happened to those seven husbands that went in unto her. And he began to fear lest it might happen to him also in like manner. And as he was in suspense, and gave no answer to his petition, the angel said to him, Be not afraid to give her to this man, for to him who feareth God is thy daughter due to be his wife. Therefore another could not have her. Then Raguel said, I doubt not, but God hath regarded my prayers and tears in his sight. And I believe he hath therefore made you come to me, that this maid might be married to one of her own kindred, according to the law of Moses. And now doubt not, but I will give her to thee. And taking the right hand of his daughter, he gave it into the right hand of Tobias, saying, The God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob be with you, and may he join you together, and fulfill his blessing in you. And taking paper, they made a writing of the marriage. And afterwards they made merry, blessing God. And Raguel called to him Anna his wife, and bade her prepare another chamber. And she brought Sarah her daughter in thither, and she wept. And she said to her, Be of good cheer, my daughter. The Lord of heaven give thee joy for the trouble thou hast undergone. Chapter 8. Tobias burneth part of the fish's liver, and Raphael bindeth the devil. Tobias and Sarah pray. And after they had supped, they brought in the young man to her. And Tobias, remembering the angel's word, took out of his bag part of the liver, and laid it upon burning coals. Then the angel Raphael took the devil, and bound him in the desert of Upper Egypt. Then Tobias exhorted the virgin, and said to her, Sarah, arise, and let us pray to God today, and tomorrow, and the next day, because for these 3 nights we are joined to God, and when the third night is over, we will be in our own wedlock. For we are the children of saints, and we must not be joined together like heathens that know not God. So they both arose, and prayed earnestly, both together, that health might be given them. And Tobias said, Lord God of our fathers, may the heavens and the earth and the sea and the fountain and the rivers and all thy creatures that are in them bless thee. Thou madest Adam of the slime of the earth, and gavest him Eve for a helper. And now, Lord, thou knowest that not for fleshly lust do I take my sister to wife, but only for the love of posterity, in which thy name may be blessed for ever and ever. Sarah also said, Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, and let us grow old both together in health. And it came to pass, about the cock crowing, Raguel ordered his servants to be called for, and they went with him together to dig a grave. For he said, Lest perhaps it may have happened to him in like manner as it did to the other seven husbands that went in unto her. And when they had prepared the pit, Raguel went back to his wife and said to her, Send one of thy maids and let her see if he be dead, that I may bury him before it be day. So she sent one of her maidservants, who went into the chamber, and found them safe and sound, sleeping both together. And returning she brought the good news, and Raguel and Anna his wife blessed the Lord, and said, We bless thee, O Lord God of Israel, because it hath not happened as we suspected. For thou hast shown thy mercy to us, and hast shut out from us the enemy that persecuted us. And thou hast taken pity upon two only children. Make them, O Lord, bless thee more fully, and to offer up to thee a sacrifice of thy praise and of their help, that all nations may know that thou alone art God in all the earth. And immediately Raguel commanded his servants to fill up the pit they had made before it was day. And he spoke to his wife to make ready a feast and prepare all kind of provisions that are necessary for such as go a journey. He caused also 2 fat kine and 4 wethers to be killed, and a banquet to be prepared for all his neighbors and all his friends. And Raguel adjured Tobias to abide with him 2 weeks. And of all things which Raguel possessed, he gave one half to Tobias, and made a writing, that the half that remained should, after their decease, come also to Tobias. Chapter 9. The angel Raphael goeth to Gabelus, receiveth the money, and bringeth him to the marriage. Then Tobias called the angel to him, whom he took to be a man, and said to him, Brother Azarias, I pray thee, hearken to my words. If I should give myself to be thy servant, I should not make a worthy return for thy care. However, I beseech thee to take with thee beasts and servants, and to go to Gabelus, to Rages, the city of the Medes, and to restore to him his note of hand, and receive of him the money, and desire him to come to my wedding. For thou knowest that my father numbereth the days, and if I stay one day more, his soul will be afflicted. And indeed thou seest how Raguel hath adjured me, whose adjuring I cannot despise. Then Raphael took 4 of Raguel's servants and 2 camels, and went to Rages, the city of the Medes, and finding Gabelus, gave him his note of hand, and received of him all the money. And he told him concerning Tobias, the son of Tobias, all that had been done, and made him come with him to the wedding. And when he was come into Raguel's house, he found Tobias sitting at the table, and he leaped up, and they kissed each other. And Gabelus wept, and blessed God, and said, The God of Israel bless thee, because thou art the son of a very good and just man, and that feareth God, and doth alms deeds. And may a blessing come upon thy wife, and upon your parents. And may you see your children and your children's children, unto the 3rd and 4th generation. And may your seed be blessed by the God of Israel, who reigneth for ever and ever. And when all had said, Amen, they went to the feast, but the marriage feast they celebrated also, with the fear of the Lord. Chapter 10. The parents lament the long absence of their son Tobias. He sets out to return. But as Tobias made longer stay upon occasion of the marriage, Tobias his father was solicitous, saying, Why thinkest thou doth my son tarry, or why is he detained there? Is Gabelus dead, thinkest thou, and no man will pay him the money? And he began to be exceeding sad, both he and Anna his wife with him. And they began both to weep together, because their son did not return to them on the day appointed. But his mother wept and was quite disconsolate, and said, Woe, woe is me, my son! Why did we send thee to go to a strange country, the light of our eyes, the staff of our old age, the comfort of our life, the hope of our posterity? We, having all things together in thee alone, ought not to have let thee go from us. And Tobias said to her, Hold thy peace, and be not troubled. Our son is safe. That man with whom we sent him is very trusty. But she could by no means be comforted, but daily running out looked round about, and went into all the ways by which there seemed any hope he might return, that she might, if possible, see him coming afar off. But Raguel said to his son-in-law, Stay here, and I will send a messenger to Tobias thy father, that thou art in health. And Tobias said to him, I know that my father and mother now count the days, and their spirit is grievously afflicted within them. And when Raguel had pressed Tobias with many words, and he by no means would hearken to him, he delivered Sarah unto him, and half of all his substance in men servants and women servants, in cattle and camels and in kine, and in much money, and sent him away safe and joyful from him, saying, The holy angel of the Lord be with you in your journey, and bring you through safe, and that you may find all things well about your parents, and my eyes may see your children before I die. And the parents, taking their daughter, kissed her and let her go, admonishing her to honor her father and mother-in-law, to love her husband, to take care of the family, to govern the house, and to behave herself irreprehensibly. Chapter 11. Tobias anointeth his father's eyes with a fish's gall, and he recovereth his sight. And as they were returning, they came to Charan, which is in the midway to Nineveh, the 11th day. And the angel said, Brother Tobias, thou knowest how thou didst leave thy father. If it please thee, therefore, let us go before, and let the family follow softly after us, together with thy wife and with the beasts. And as this their going pleased him, Raphael said to Tobias, Take with thee of the gall of the fish, for it will be necessary. So Tobias took some of that gall and departed. But Anna sat beside the way daily on the top of a hill, from whence she might see afar off. And while she watched his coming from that place, she saw him afar off, and presently perceived it was her son coming. And returning, she told her husband, saying, Behold, thy son cometh. And Raphael said to Tobias, As soon as thou shalt come into thy house, forthwith adore the Lord thy God, and giving thanks to him, go to thy father and kiss him. And immediately anoint his eyes with this gall of the fish, which thou carriest with thee. For be assured that his eyes shall be presently opened, and thy father shall see the light of heaven, and shall rejoice in the sight of thee. Then the dog, which had been with them in the way, ran before, and coming as if he had brought the news, showed his joy by his fawning and wagging his tail. And his father, that was blind, rising up, began to run, stumbling with his feet, and giving a servant his hand, went to meet his son, and receiving him, kissed him, as did also his wife, and they began to weep for joy. And when they had adored God and given him thanks, they sat down together. Then Tobias, taking of the gall of the fish, anointed his father's eyes. And he stayed about half an hour, and a white skin began to come out of his eyes, like the skin of an egg. And Tobias took hold of it and drew it from his eyes, and immediately he recovered his sight. And they glorified God, both he and his wife, and all that knew him. And Tobias said, I bless thee, O Lord God of Israel, because thou hast chastised me, and thou hast saved me. And behold, I see Tobias my son. And after 7 days Sarah his son's wife and all the family arrived safe, and the cattle, and the camels, and an abundance of money of his wife's, and that money also which he had received of Gabelus. And he told his parents all the benefits of God, which he had done to him by the man that conducted him. And Achior and Naboth, the kinsmen of Tobias, came, rejoicing for Tobias, and congratulating with him for all the good things that God had done for him. And for 7 days they feasted and rejoiced all with great joy. Chapter 12. Raphael maketh himself known. Then Tobias called to him his son and said to him, What can we give to this holy man that has come with thee? Tobias answering said to his father, Father, what wages shall we give him, or what can be worthy of his benefits? He conducted me and brought me safe again. He received the money of Gabelus, and caused me to have my wife, and he chased from her the evil spirit. He gave joy to her parents. Myself he delivered from being devoured by the fish. Thee also he hath made to see the light of heaven, and we are filled with all good things through him. What can we give him sufficient for these things? But I beseech thee, my father, to desire him, that we would vouchsafe to accept of one half of all things that have been brought. So the father and the son, calling him, took him aside, and began to desire that he would vouchsafe to accept of half of all things that they had brought. Then he said to them secretly, Bless ye the God of heaven, give glory to him in the sight of all that live, because he hath shown his mercy to you. For it is good to hide the secret of a king, but honorable to reveal and confess the works of God. Prayer is good with fasting and alms more than to lay up treasures of gold. For alms delivereth from death, and the same is that which purgeth away sins, and maketh to find mercy and life everlasting. But they that commit sin and iniquity are enemies to their own soul. I discover then the truth unto you, and I will not hide the secret from you. When thou didst pray with tears, and didst bury the dead, and didst leave thy dinner, and hide the dead by day in thy house, and bury them by night, I offered thy prayer to the Lord. And because thou wast acceptable to God, it was necessary that temptation should prove thee. And now the Lord hath sent me to heal thee, and to deliver Sarah thy son's wife from the devil. For I am the angel Raphael, one of the seven who stand before the Lord. And when they had heard these things, they were troubled, and being seized with fear, they fell upon the ground on their face. And the angel said to them, Peace be to you, fear not. For when I was with you, I was there by the will of God. Bless ye him, and sing praises to him. I seemed indeed to eat and to drink with you, but I use an invisible meat and drink, which cannot be seen by men. It is time, therefore, that I return to him that sent me. But bless ye God, and publish all his wonderful works. And when he had said these things, he was taken from their sight, and they could see him no more. Then they, lying prostrate for 3 hours upon their face, blessed God, and rising up, they told all his wonderful works. Chapter 13. Tobias the father praiseth God, exhorting all Israel to do the same, prophesieth the restoration and better state of Jerusalem. And Tobias the elder, opening his mouth, blessed the Lord and said, Thou art great, O Lord, forever, and thy kingdom is unto all ages. For thou scourgest, and thou savest, thou leadest down to hell, and bringest up again, and there is none that can escape thy hand. Give glory to the Lord, ye children of Israel, and praise him in the sight of the Gentiles, because he hath therefore scattered you among the Gentiles, who know not him, that you may declare his wonderful works, and make them know that there is no other almighty God besides him. He hath chastised us for our iniquities, and he will save us for his own mercy. See then what he hath done with us, and with fear and trembling give ye glory to him, and extol the eternal King of worlds in your works. As for me, I will praise him in the land of my captivity, because he hath shown his majesty toward a sinful nation. Be converted, therefore, ye sinners, and do justice before God, believing that he will show his mercy to you. And I and my soul will rejoice in him. Bless ye the Lord, all his elect. Keep days of joy, and give glory to him. Jerusalem, city of God, the Lord hath chastised thee for the works of thy hands. Give glory to the Lord for thy good things, and bless the God eternal, that he may rebuild his tabernacle in thee, and may call back all the captives to thee, that thou mayest rejoice for ever and ever. Thou shalt shine with a glorious light, and all the ends of the earth shall worship thee. Nations from afar shall come to thee, and shall bring gifts, and shall adore the Lord in thee, and shall esteem thy land as holy, for they shall call upon the great name in thee. They shall be cursed that shall despise thee, and they shall be condemned that shall blaspheme thee, and blessed shall they be that shall build thee up. But thou shalt rejoice in thy children, because they shall all be blessed, and shall be gathered together to the Lord. Blessed are all they that love thee, and that rejoice in thy peace. My soul, bless thou the Lord, because the Lord our God hath delivered Jerusalem his city from all her troubles. Happy shall I be if there shall remain of my seed to see the glory of Jerusalem. The gates of Jerusalem shall be built of sapphire and of emerald, and all the walls thereof round about of precious stones. All its streets shall be paved with white and clean stones, and Alleluia shall be sung in its streets. Blessed be the Lord who hath exalted it, and may he reign over it for ever and ever. Amen. Chapter 14. Old Tobias dieth at the age of 102 years, after exhorting his son and grandsons to piety, for showing that Nineveh shall be destroyed and Jerusalem rebuilt. The younger Tobias returneth with his family to Raguel, and dieth happily as he had lived. And the words of Tobias were ended, and after Tobias was restored to his sight, he lived 42 years, and saw the children of his grandchildren. And after he had lived 102 years, he was buried honorably in Nineveh, for he was 56 years old when he lost the sight of his eyes, and 60 when he recovered it again. And the rest of his life was in joy, and with great increase of the fear of God, he departed in peace. And at the hour of his death, he called unto him his son Tobias and his children, 7 young men, his grandsons, and said to them, The destruction of Nineveh is at hand, for the word of the Lord must be fulfilled, and our brethren that are scattered abroad from the land of Israel shall return to it, and all the land thereof that is desert shall be filled with people, and the house of God which is burnt in it shall again be rebuilt, and all that fear God shall return thither, and the Gentiles shall leave their idols, and shall come into Jerusalem, and shall dwell in it, and all the kings of the earth shall rejoice in it, adoring the King of Israel. Hearken, therefore, my children, to your father. Serve the Lord in truth, and seek to do the things that please him. And command your children that they do justice and alms deeds, and that they be mindful of God, and bless him at all times in truth, and with all their power. And now, children, hear me, and do not stay here, but as soon as you shall bury your mother by me in one sepulchre, without delay direct your steps to depart hence, for I see that its iniquity will bring it to destruction. And it came to pass that after the death of his mother, Tobias departed out of Nineveh with his wife and children and children's children, and returned to his father and mother-in-law. And he found them in health in a good old age, and he took care of them, and he closed their eyes, and all the inheritance of Raguel's house came to him, and he saw his children's children to the fifth generation. And after he had lived 99 years in the fear of the Lord, with joy they buried him, and all his kindred, and all his generation continued in good life and in holy conversation, so that they were acceptable both to God and to men, and to all that dwelt in the land. Thus concludes the book of Tobias. The book of Judith. Nabuchodonosor, king of the Assyrians, overcometh Arphaxad, king of the Medes. Now Arphaxad, king of the Medes, had brought many nations under his dominions, and he built a very strong city, which he called Ecbatana. Of stone squared and hewed, he made the walls thereof 70 cubits broad, and 30 cubits high, and the towers thereof he made 100 cubits high. But on the square of them each side was extended the space of 20 feet. And he made the gates thereof according to the height of the towers. And he gloried as a mighty one in the force of his army, and in the glory of his chariots. Now in the 12th year of his reign, Nabuchodonosor, king of the Assyrians, who reigned in Nineveh, the great city, fought against Arphaxad, and overcame him, in the great plain which is called Raguah, about the Euphrates, and the Tigris, and the Jadison, in the plain of Arioch, the king of the Elikians. Then was the kingdom of Nabuchodonosor exalted, and his heart was elevated, and he sent to all that dwelt in Cilicia and Damascus and Libanus, and to the nations that are in Carmelis and Sidar, and to the inhabitants of Galilee in the great plain of Esdraelon, and to all that were in Samaria and beyond the river Jordan, even to Jerusalem and all the land of Jesse, till you come to the borders of Ethiopia. To all these Nabuchodonosor, king of the Assyrians, sent messengers, but they all with one mind refused and sent them back empty, and rejected them without honor. Then King Nabuchodonosor, being angry against all that land, swore by his throne and kingdom that he would revenge himself of all those countries. Chapter 2. Nabuchodonosor sendeth Holofernes to waste the countries of the west. In the 30th year of the reign of Nabuchodonosor, the 22nd day of the first month, the word was given out in the house of Nabuchodonosor, king of the Assyrians, that he would revenge himself. And he called all the ancients, and all the governors, and all his officers of war, and communicated to them the secret of his counsel. And he said that his thoughts were to bring all the earth under his empire. And when this saying pleased them all, Nabuchodonosor, the king, called Holofernes, the general of his armies, and said to him, "Go out against all the kingdoms of the west, and against them especially that despised my commandment. I shall not spare any kingdom, and all the strong cities thou shalt bring under my yoke." Then Holofernes called the captains and officers of the power of the Assyrians, and he mustered men for the expedition, as the king commanded him, 120,000 fighting men on foot, and 12,000 archers, horsemen. And he made all his warlike preparations to go before with a multitude of innumerable camels, with all provisions sufficient for the armies in abundance, herds of oxen and flocks of sheep without number. He appointed corn to be prepared out of all Syria in his passage, but gold and silver he took out of the king's house in great abundance. And he went forth, he and all the army, with the chariots and horsemen and archers, who covered the face of the earth like locusts. And when he had passed through the borders of the Assyrians, he came to the great mountains of Angi, which are on the left of Cilicia. And he went up to all their castles, and took all the strong places. And he took by assault the renowned city of Melothus, and pillaged all the children of Tharsis, and the children of Ishmael, who were over against the face of the desert, and on the south of the land of Kilon. And he passed over the Euphrates, and came into Mesopotamia. And he forced all the stately cities that were there, from the torrent of Mambre, till one comes to the sea. And he took the borders thereof from Cilicia to the coasts of Japheth, which are towards the south. And he carried away all the children of Midian, and stripped them of all their riches, and all that resisted him he slew with the edge of the sword. But after these things he went down into the plains of Damascus in the days of the harvest, and he set all the corn on fire, and he caused all the trees and vineyards to be cut down. And the fear of them fell upon all the inhabitants of the land. Chapter 3. Many submit themselves to Holofernes. He destroyeth their cities and their gods, that Nabucodonosor only might be called God. Then the kings and the princes of all the cities and provinces of Syria, Mesopotamia, and Syria-Sobal, and Libya, and Cilicia, sent their ambassadors, who, coming to Holofernes, said, Let thy indignation towards us cease, for it is better for us to live and serve Nabucodonosor, the great king, and be subject to thee, than to die and to perish, or suffer the miseries of slavery. All our cities and our possessions, all mountains and hills and fields and herds of oxen, and flocks of sheep and goats and horses and camels, and all our goods and families are in thy sight. Let all we have be subject to thy law. Both we and our children are thy servants. Come to us, a peaceable Lord, and use our service as it shall please thee. Then he came down from the mountains with horsemen in great power, and made himself master of every city, and all the inhabitants of the land. And from all the cities he took auxiliaries, valiant men, and chosen for war. And so great a fear lay upon all those provinces, that the inhabitants of all the cities, both princes and nobles, as well as the people, went out to meet him at his coming, and received him with garlands, and lights, and dances, and timbrels, and flutes. And though they did these things, they could not for all that mitigate the fierceness of his heart, for he both destroyed their cities and cut down their groves. For Nabucodonosor the king had commanded him to destroy all the gods of the earth, that he only might be called God by those nations which could be brought under him by the power of Holofernes. And when he had passed through all Syria-Sobal, and all Apamea, and all Mesopotamia, he came to the Idumeans, into the land of Gabae, and he took possession of their cities, and stayed there for 30 days, in which days he commanded all the troops of his army to be united. Chapter 4. The children of Israel prepare themselves to resist Holofernes. They cry to the Lord for help. Then the children of Israel, who dwelt in the land of Judah, hearing these things, were exceedingly afraid of him. Dread and horror seized upon their minds, lest he should do the same to Jerusalem and to the temple of the Lord that he had done to other cities and their temples. And they sent into all Samaria round about, as far as Jericho, and seized upon all the tops of the mountains. And they compassed their towns with walls, and gathered together corn for a provision for war. And Eliakim the priest wrote to all that were over against Esdraelon, which faceth the great plain near Dothan, and to all by whom there might be a passage of way, that they should take possession of the ascents of the mountains, by which there might be any way to Jerusalem, and should keep watch where the way was narrow between the mountains. And the children of Israel did as the priest of the Lord Eliakim had appointed them. And all the people cried to the Lord with great earnestness, and they humbled their souls in fastings and prayers, both they and their wives. And the priests put on haircloths, and they caused the little children to lie prostrate before the temple of the Lord, and the altar of the Lord they covered with haircloth. And they cried to the Lord, the God of Israel, with one accord, that their children might not be made a prey, and their wives carried off, and their cities destroyed, and their holy things profaned, and that they might not be made a reproach to the Gentiles. Then Eliakim, the high priest of the Lord, went about all Israel and spoke to them, saying, Know ye that the Lord will hear your prayers, if you continue with perseverance in fastings and prayers in the sight of the Lord. Remember Moses the servant of the Lord, who overcame Amalek, that trusted in his own strength, and in his power, and in his army, and in his shields, and in his chariots, and in his horsemen, not by fighting with the sword, but by holy prayers. So shall all the enemies of Israel be, if you persevere in this work which you have begun. So they, being moved by this exhortation of his, prayed to the Lord, and continued in the sight of the Lord, so that even they who offered the holocausts to the Lord offer the sacrifices to the Lord girded with haircloths and with ashes upon their head. And they all begged of God with all their heart that he would visit his people Israel. Chapter 5. Achior gives Holofernes an account of the people of Israel. And it was told Holofernes, the general of the army of the Assyrians, that the children of Israel prepared themselves to resist, and had shut up the ways of the mountains. And he was transported with exceeding great fury and indignation, and he called all the princes of Moab and the leaders of Ammon. And he said to them, Tell me what is this people that besetteth the mountains? Or what are their cities, and of what sort, and how great? Also, what is their power, or what is their multitude? Or who is the king over their warfare? And why they above all that dwell in the east have despised us, and have not come out to meet us, that they might receive us with peace? Then Achior, captain of all the children of Ammon, answering, said, If thou vouchsafe, my lord, to hear, I will tell the truth in thy sight concerning this people that dwelleth in the mountains, and there shall not a false word come out of my mouth. This people is of the offspring of the Chaldeans. They dwelt first in Mesopotamia, because they would not follow the gods of their fathers, who were in the land of the Chaldeans. Wherefore, forsaking the ceremonies of their fathers, which consisted in the worship of many gods, they worshipped one God of heaven, who also commanded them to depart from thence, and to dwell in Charan. And when there was a famine over all the land, they went down into Egypt, and there for 400 years were so multiplied that the army of them could not be numbered. And when the king of Egypt oppressed them, and made slaves of them to labor in clay and brick in the building of his cities, they cried to their Lord, and he struck the whole land of Egypt with divers plagues. And when the Egyptians had cast them out from them, and the plague had ceased from them, and they had a mind to take them again and bring them back to their service, the God of heaven opened the sea to them in their flight, so that the waters were made to stand firm as a wall on either side, and they walked through the bottom of the sea and passed it dry foot. And when an innumerable army of the Egyptians pursued after them in that place, they were so overwhelmed with the waters that there was not one left to tell what had happened to posterity. And after they came out of the Red Sea, they abode in the deserts of Mount Sinai, in which never man could dwell or son of man rested. There bitter fountains were made sweet for them to drink, and for 40 years they received food from heaven. Wheresoever they went in without bow and arrow, and without shield and sword, their God fought for them and overcame. And there was no one that triumphed over this people, but when they departed from the worship of the Lord their God. But as often as beside their own God they worshipped any other, they were given to spoil, and to the sword, and to reproach. And as often as they were penitent for having revolted from the worship of their God, the God of heaven gave them power to resist. So they overthrew the king of the Canaanites, and of the Jebusites, and of the Pharisites, and of the Hittites, and of the Hivites, and of the Amorites, and all the mighty ones in Hesbon, and they possessed their lands and their cities. And as long as they sinned not in the sight of their God, it was well with them, for their God hateth iniquity. And even some years ago, when they had revolted from the way which God had given them to walk therein, they were destroyed in battles by many nations, and very many of them were led away captive into a strange land. But of late returning to the Lord their God from the different places wherein they were scattered, they are come together and are gone up into all these mountains, and possess Jerusalem again, where their holies are. Now therefore, my lord, search if there be any iniquity of theirs in the sight of their God. Let us go up to them, because their God will surely deliver them to thee, and they shall be brought under the yoke of thy power. But if there be no offense of this people in the sight of their God, we cannot resist them, because their God will defend them, and we shall be a reproach to the whole earth. And it came to pass, when Achior had ceased to speak these words, all the great men of Holofernes were angry, and they had a mind to kill him, saying to each other, Who is this that saith the children of Israel can resist King Nabuchodonosor and his armies, men unarmed, and without force, and without skill in the art of war? That Achior therefore may know that he deceiveth us, let us go up into the mountains, and when the bravest of them shall be taken, then shall he with them be stabbed with the sword, that every nation may know that Nabuchodonosor is God of the earth, and besides him there is no other. End of side 2, please.